Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Bears are going to be trying to check boxes after drafting Caleb Williams first. They have the 9th pick, as you know, and that's still a very good spot to get a player that can make an impact from day one. Their needs, well, wide receiver, offensive tackle, edge rusher. They could go any one of those three spots,
sure.
Mark, and Chicago would be thrilled because they're going to get a quality player. If you're looking at it from Ryan Poles' perspective, how are you viewing that 9th spot in the draft?
Well, I'm going to take, like you said, an edge guy opposite Montez Sweat would be incredible. And let me just tell you how it works as a former offensive lineman. Like, you're always trying to eliminate as many one-on-ones as possible. That's the key to protection. Even if you started a double team here, you know, guard center, and then the guard leaves late, and he gets to a late double team with tackle, that means in those two guys, everybody's been double teamed at least once in that particular rep. So that's the best way to do it. Now, when you have a dude that what we used to call war daddies, when you got a real war daddy out there off the edge, you gotta figure out a way to protect against that guy all the time. And it's not just double teaming him, you know, like, hey, we're going to chip him with a back, or we're going to double team him with a tight end, or we're going to slide protection to the guy. Sometimes it really is, and like a lot of times, it really comes down to who your play caller is. Are you giving me enough opportunities to upkick, to change my sets, to not only 3-step drops, but 5-step drops where the ball's out quickly, to where I can eliminate as many one-on-ones as possible? I always say, if you're going to throw it 35 times, can you get me down to 12 times where I have to have a one-on-one? And if you do that and I can't hold up, then you need different offensive linemen. But if you give me enough chances to be able to change sets. And what I always talk about with teams when I'm consulting with teams is, let me help you take the passive out of pass protection. Let me help you be the aggressor, right? And so if you can get that done, then you've got an opportunity to be really good up front. So if you have two pass rushers that are really threatening, two guys that are flat out war daddies, whether they play next to each other or on opposite sides of each other, doesn't matter. You can't, like, then it becomes really a challenge to get double teams and to protect, you know, a guy to where, you know, you can shut those guys down. So that's really a challenge. So an edge rusher is always a great idea if you can find one that can really, you know, turn a corner and really threaten the edge of a defense. Most guys that come out of college are not great pass rushers yet. Why? Because they haven't had to be. Most guys haven't developed as pass rushers because they are physically dominant with something. Maybe it's speed around the edge. Maybe it's just straight up power. And so they've been able to run guys over, and then they get the NFL, and guess what? You're not going to do against me, even today. You ain't running me over. I guarantee you, I don't care how skinny I get or how, you know, how much smaller I get. I'm the strongest man on the planet, and you ain't running my ass over. Nobody is. And so, you know, you get all of a sudden where you've been able to run over college guys, and you play against, you know, an NFL guy, and all of a sudden you try to run him over and you're like, oh shoot, this is a different animal that I'm playing against. And now you haven't developed a counter move. You've always just been able to shove a dude in the backfield and take advantage of that. So developing as a pass rusher. So if you've got a real legitimate big time skill, now we can develop counter moves off of that. Never a bad time to take an offensive lineman. There's a lot of really good offensive linemen in this draft. And like, there's always like the transition. And I would tell you this, if you're drafting a tackle, the transition from tackle to guard is a pretty easy transition for most tackles, because playing tackle is just harder than playing guard. So there's no problem in taking, if you say, well, we've got tackles that we like. Yeah. So what? They could become guards. If you got a full-time, like a real legit NFL, like the kid, I can't say all these kids are like, all these kids are Polynesian, so I can't say any of their names, but the kid from Oregon State's got unbelievable feet. He's like
Lee Swagger.
Yeah. That kid is like, wow, striking people, being dirty. So you go and grab that kid. You know, if you get that kid early and then transition one of your tackles into guard, who cares?
Right.
So that would be like, I think DJ Moore, I live here in Denver, so I hear all the time with, you know, Cortland Sutton or Jerry Jeudy, Denver never had a quarterback. Like, I don't care. I don't – like, if you're a big-time receiver, DJ Moore gets 1,200 yards every year and 7 to 10 touchdowns. And who has he had in Carolina and everywhere else? He's had nobody.
Nobody.
And that dude just produces. Right. That dude is – he just produces. And then you got one of – and I think it's one of the best moves of the offseason. Keenan Allen is a full-grown-ass man, and he's a tempo center. And I don't say that about very many wide receiver. He's an actuator of your offense from a toughness and tone setting standpoint. And there's only a handful of those guys that have ever played in the National Football League. Hines Ward was one of those guys. Steve Smith Sr. was one of those guys. Keenan Allen is one of those guys. He plays with that type of attitude and that type of nastiness that he'll be a leader from just the way your tempo operates as an offense. So I don't look at this wide receiving class and say, oh my God, we got to go get one of those guys. They're nice. I'd rather do that later in the draft. I'd rather focus on, like you talked about, edge or offensive line. And with DJ and Keenan, man, you got a 1-2 punch there with a tight end you have and Komet, who I think could be really good. The pass game doesn't concern me. Putting more weapons around the quarterback, protecting the quarterback concerns me a lot more than getting another weapon that you're probably not going to be able to get to anyhow. So that's just kind of my personal philosophy on that position.
Last thing before we let you go, and I really appreciate this. So when you look at the Bears big picture and they have those two picks we talked about, Caleb Williams and somebody else that's going to contribute in a meaningful way. They add Keenan Allen. They added Montez Sweat at the midseason mark. He made an impact. He was the multiplier. How much can the Bears improve? This is a franchise that's lost 24 games over the last 2 years. They stuck with Matt Eberflus for season 3. A lot of trust locally, Mark, in Ryan Poles. A lot of belief that he's doing this the right way. What do you see for the Bears in 2024? Is this a playoff team?
Well, I don't know if it's a playoff team. I think there's always going to be some growing pains for young quarterbacks. But I love the DeAndre Swift pickup. I love the Kevin Byard pickup out of Tennessee and then Philadelphia via Tennessee via Philadelphia. But I love that pick. And I think you guys on defense, and I did some of your games late against Detroit, talking to Matt Eberflus, man, defensively, like, I thought you guys were tied together. I thought you guys played downhill. I thought you guys struck the snot out of people. I thought you flied around on the defensive side of the ball. I think the defense will keep you in games. Obviously, I think offensively, you got to be able to run the ball. You got to be able to do some things that take some pressure off a young quarterback. You've got to be able to marry that run game together with the play action game to take that pressure off a young quarterback. And then you've got to use some of the RPO stuff, some of the other stuff that an athlete at that position gives you, some of those advantages. Who, by the way, you know, off the top of my head, I can't remember, who you guys pick up as your OC?
Shane Waldron,
okay. Which I love. I like Shane out of Seattle, formerly with McVay with the Rams.
Yep.
Shane is a good dude. And I think he's a really good offensive coordinator. And he'll be one of those guys.
He's intense.
Multiple formations. They're going to run the wide zone game. They're going to run the mid zone game. They're going to run there and tie their play action stuff together with that. I think Shane Waldron's a really good, you know, OC, and he's going to be one of those guys off that Shanahan McVay, you know, tree that just keeps spreading and growing. So I like that. I like offensively. I like that pickup. And I like what he does. And he's a good dude. Like, he's a good dude. Ties together with the players really well. I think it's a big-time pickup. So, yeah, I definitely think you guys can compete. I still think Detroit, what they've done in the draft, the way they operate, Ben Johnson staying there is a big deal because he's a really good play caller as well. But, you know, I think Chicago is going to be very competitive, and it's going to be one of those things where it might not be this year with a rookie quarterback, but it's going to be if the rookie quarterback does what we all think he's got the potential of doing under Shane, then I think it's got the potential to be a playoff team in the near future.